there. If you are a woman who does not have kids by chance, not by choice, this message is for you. If you had an inner desire to be a mother but never came to reality, this show is for you. If you got married at a later stage in your life, or if you are single and you never had the chance to even try, this is for you. If you were a mama at some point and suffered a loss, this is for you too. And if you want to feel like you are a part of a community, alongside other women who have walked a similar path, who understand you, who see you and feel you, this is where you belong. This show is called By Chance Podcast, a space for sacred conversations with women who don't have kids by chance, not by choice. I'm Elizabeth Diglau-Gus, your new friend and podcast host. I am a woman who has overcome 10 years of infertility struggles, including 3 years of failed adoptions. So trust me when I say, I see you. I'm also a social entrepreneur and a life coach, focusing on helping women thrive rather than just survive. I help women who are ready to transform their lives, empower themselves to live with purpose and radical self-love. Together, let's celebrate life and being a woman without being defined by the role of motherhood. And my hope is that you will feel seen, heard, and feel less alone when you tune in. Now it's time. Let's go. Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of By Chance Podcast. I am your host, Elizabeth Diglau-Gus. Today's episode will be a short one. I just want to share some thoughts and reflections I've had these last few weeks. First, I am deeply grateful to tell you that I received the most heartwarming messages since we launched a week ago. Well, at least at the time I'm recording this. I honestly didn't know what to expect, but I hope to make someone or one woman at least feel a sense of belonging. In the first episode, I shared with you that I wasn't sure how to make this podcasting happen. I was battling with some insecurities that kept coming up for me and I needed to process them. I knew I needed to remind myself of the reasons why I was doing this. And receiving these private messages validated all my doubts. And there were many tears. So if you had sent me a message and I kept thanking you and telling you how much I appreciate you, I really meant every single word from the bottom of my heart. Because these messages affirm the need for this type of conversation. They validate the reasons why we get to do this and I get to do this despite my ego telling me otherwise, you know, with every insecurity that's coming up for me. And at the end of the day, I realize it's not about me. It's about you who I'm serving. I needed to get out of my own head, critiquing and doubting myself and constantly reminding myself that this is about you and these conversations are for you so you can feel less alone and more importantly, feel a sense of belonging. But before I get into all that, I want to check in with you first. How are you? Like, how are you really? I want to acknowledge that these conversations can truly be triggering. They can reawaken some deep emotions that have been buried deep within you for some time. I realize that listening to someone else's story may bring up a lot of feelings for you too. And I want you to know that I get it. I know I say that a lot, but I could never emphasize the fact that I get it, we get it, and that you are not alone in this. I truly see you. Also keep in mind that these emotions rising up is not really a bad thing. It is part of your healing because healing is not linear and it's never a quick fix. They come in waves over and over and over. And for a long time, we get to be okay with that and accept it for what it is. Feelings will always come and go, and we all go through them as part of our journey. Which brings me to my next thing that I want to talk about. It was, again, at the time I'm recording this, it was actually Mother's Day yesterday. And I never got to mention in my first episode that I purposely wanted to launch this podcast around this time. Because I know how sensitive it could be for all of us. So I thought, what better way to bring this conversation into the world than now, like this month, when everywhere we look around, there is a promotion for Mother's Day gifts. Everywhere we go, it's a reminder that so many women are being celebrated as moms, rightfully so. But for us women who wanted to be moms, it can sting a little bit. I don't know about you, but obviously I'm speaking for myself that there is a little bit of sting there. And some of you might have been totally okay with it. Although I was actually much better than I thought I would be. But I still can't deny the fact that there was something there deep in my heart, like maybe a hint of sadness. Don't get me wrong, though. I was in great spirits overall. For the first time in a long time, I actually didn't cry. Not that there's anything wrong with crying, but it's been like a yearly tradition for me that, you know, I would cry and there would be so much sadness and heartbreak year after year. But this year is different. It felt different. I was good overall and I was okay, but there was still something there that I probably will never be able to explain. But if you know, you know. So having said all that, here are some phrases from the personal messages I received with their permission. And I'm sharing them because I want you to know that you are not the only one who may have some feelings rising up as you listen to these stories from women. And my hope is that this podcast and this new community we're trying to create will really make you feel seen and heard. So one message that stood out for me, she said, "Feelings were unearthed and now my heart is heavy and light at the same time and in a good way. I could relate to the loneliness." So this is important for you to hear because, again, you don't have to do this alone and suffer in silence. You get to be part of this community of other women who knows exactly what you're going through. And, you know, hearing all these stories from other women can bring up so much. So it could really feel heavy, but it could also feel light because it's validating to hear that you are not the only one who is going through all these emotions of feelings. And you just feeling seen and heard can make it feel really light. So I wanted to make sure that I point that out in case there were some things that came up for you. Here's another one, which really was a validation of what we're doing here. She said, "I always said I was childless by choice, but in reality, it is by chance. I said by choice to try and claim my path, but that's not true. I just never felt there was a space or place for where I was." And I think this is such a powerful statement because a lot of us probably felt really lost in some way in this society, not knowing where we belong. You know, trying to be a mom and then now we're not a mom. And because we're almost in this in-between space. But I want you to know that really none of this matters right now. And I want you to hear that this is where you belong. If at some point in your life that you felt lost or not sure of where to place yourself, this is it. This is your place where we get to see you and support you without having to explain so much because we know exactly what you're feeling or what you're going through. And this may sound like a cliche, but it's necessary to say that we are all in this together. The past will always be a part of us, a part of you, a part of your story, whatever that circumstance might have been, but you no longer get to be defined by that past. We are all a work in progress, and that's perfectly the way it should be. We're always learning, we're always growing every day, as long as we allow ourselves to be. But now you get to create your life and redefine it however you want. You have that power and strength and this magic inside of you. And you get to celebrate your life and redefine it over and over. You get to celebrate you for everything that you have overcome and how far you have come today. And really, that is what the purpose of this episode, and just to really check in with all of you and to really give my thoughts, because these messages that I receive really mean a lot to me. And I wanted to share that with you, and I want you to know that I appreciate you. I appreciate you being here and listening. And I really just wanted to share that. Thank you for allowing me to share my story and my thoughts. Thank you for being a part of this new journey. And I want to remind you that vulnerability and empathy will always be our strength, and the connection that we make here will be our guiding light. And we get to do this life together and have a fantastic time really living life together. And I hope you remember that. Before I go, two things. If you want to send me a message and just let me know your thoughts, please do so. I would love to hear from you. You can let me know how you are finding all these stories so far and how it's impacting you or how it's affecting you. Or if you have anything specific that you want me to talk about, or if you have any questions, or you have questions for me or to any of the guests that I could interview, please let me know. You can email me at hello@bychancegathering.com or simply send me a direct message on Instagram called bychance.gathering. Lastly, I want to let you know that there are so many more stories coming your way. And on top of that, I have other interviews lined up with other people who can share a different perspective on many things about our personal growth and development, healing, and so much more. And maybe even a raw and intimate conversation with my husband. I'm just saying. So this is really just the beginning, and this is becoming a bigger conversation. And I can't wait for you to hear more. So until next time, thank you again for being here. And thank you so much for listening. I send you my love and gratitude. I appreciate you. As always, thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of By Chance Podcast. Your continued support will help us spread the word and create a movement out of this mission. Please don't forget to subscribe, and you can follow us on Instagram at bychance.gathering. You can also visit our website, bychancegathering.com, and you can sign up for our email list and be the first to know about our new episodes, updates, exclusive offers, and more. All this information will be in our show notes. Lastly, if this inspires you to share your story, please email us at hello@bychancegathering.com. I would love to hear from you. Or if you know anyone who would be willing to share their story, please let us know. Share this episode with a friend, and let's continue to normalize this conversation. Until next time, this is By Chance Podcast, and I am honored to walk this journey with you.